just down there at the bottom of the floor, my notes right here.
Good evening and welcome. We'll call the February 27, 2024, meeting of the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board to order. Let's begin, please, with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
See, we're all here, so obviously we have a full quorum. I'll run through quickly the procedures, in case any of you are not familiar. Agenda items may be taken out of order. The tab, which is the Town Advisory Board, may combine two or more items on the agenda for consideration. The tab may delay or remove an item from the agenda. No action may be taken on any matter not on the posted agenda. Excuse me. This tab is advisory, and all recommendations go to either or both the Planning Commission and or the Board of County Commissioners. If speaking on an item, please announce your name and address. All comments are limited to 3 minutes. Place all your electronic devices on silent or stun, please. Please address all your comments to the tab and take any private conversations out of the room. So let's go ahead then and jump into public comment. This is a period devoted to anyone's opportunity to speak on an item on the agenda if you can't wait until the actual item is held. So if you'd like to speak now, you can feel free, or otherwise we'll be happy to hear your comments on the item when it comes up. Is there anyone who wishes to speak now? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close that. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the 13th, February 13th? Do we have a motion to approve those minutes, please?
Move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes. In favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, good. Our agenda has gotten considerably shortened by about half. Not that it was big to begin with, but items three and four have been withdrawn. So we will have an agenda simplified of items one and two. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that, suggestions? Does that make sense to the board?
Yes.
We have a motion to approve the agenda, please.
So.
We have a motion, all in favor, aye, opposed, okay. Mike, any informational items?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Let's go ahead then and jump into the matter at hand. Do we have a presenter here for item one? Item one, UC 230858, the Address Family Trust, that's you? Okay, let me read that into the record, please. Address Family Trust and Paul J. and Susan A. Address Trust. Use permits for the following. One, increase the area of a proposed accessory structure. And two, not allow an accessory structure not architecturally compatible with the principal building. Also, a waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks in conjunction with a single family residential development on a half acre in rural estates residential zone. This is located on the north side of Coley, 110 feet west of Rosanna Street within Spring Valley. Good evening.
Oh.
Yes, you have a presentation?
Oh. I didn't even get a notification for this meeting.
I'm sorry?
I didn't get a notification for this meeting, so I didn't know that I had to do a presentation, but I do have plans.
Okay.
Is this the item you're representing?
Yeah, there was some delay or some they postponed the date till today. We were originally going to have it on the 20th, and then the comprehensive plan and changed it to today. And I was still hesitating if we were going to have this meeting or not because we didn't get a notification for the meeting of today.
Okay.
So I just went off with the original call that they gave me about a month ago telling me there was going to be this meeting.
You're here, you might as well present.
Yeah, sure.
Is she aware of the staff report if she has not been anybody? I will withhold any questions.
Oh, okay.
And you can put those up on the screen.
So we can see them. Yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you very much. Is there anyone in the audience with any questions or comments on this? Seeing none, we'll come to the board. Board members, feel free to jump in. I just have one question, if you could, for clarity.
Yes.
Can't read from here.
Yeah.
On the plan for the new house, casita, can you tell me what, how each room is described on the plan?
Yeah.
I can't see it from here.
Yeah, I have a bigger pen.
You could just point to it and tell me what they say. I'll believe you.
Okay, so this is a bedroom. This doesn't have a description, but it's a master, you call it the master or main room. And this would be the living room. This is the bedroom, and this is a Japanese bedroom. This over here is the restroom for the outdoor area. And this is the pool equipment room.
Is there a cooking area?
No, it's only a sink and a fridge.
Okay, thank you. Board members.
Mike, any letters from neighbors?
Nothing I'm aware of.
So my concern was you've got a upper deck that obviously looks into someone's backyard.
Yeah.
So I would have hoped, or I would have thought someone would have shown up if that was a concern, but I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, on that regard, there's a situation, the design of the roof bed ends on this line, and this projection is the roof projection, and this is an empty space, so there is a clear separation from the roof bed to the property line.
So you're aware that the planning department had a split approval but denial based on that shed not having adequate distance between it and the house and the walls?
No, I was not aware of that.
Yeah, so. So can that shed be moved? How big is it? Is it a tough shed, you know, or what's the construction of it?
The shed, the thing is that it's been there before the property owners, and they have given a lot of stuff, or they feel that they have given a lot to get, even to buy the house, because they were asked to remove a couple of trees. So they're very passionate people about what their property is, and they just don't want to give in to more space. I think we might be able to move it, because it's one of those prefab sheds, but it's all on I think it's on cemented.
Is it wood or is it metal?
It's wood.
It's wood.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it says may not be enough to mitigate fire risk, therefore staff does not support the request. So I'd hate for the fact that the shed is just a few feet too close to be something that would end up denying the application.
Yeah, it's a combination between metal and wood, so, and it's a prefab shed.
It might be worth mentioning that the code says it should be 5 foot setback, and at this point it's 3.5 feet of setback. And driving the neighborhood, there are sheds all over that neighborhood, similarly situated, and I'd look at it as an implied consent thing, frankly. Especially if it's been there for years, nobody's complained, and apparently this all came about as part of their application
yeah.
process. I understand why the staff is opposed to it, because the regs say what they say, and it's up to us to help try to interpret them. But I think it's not uncommon for us to allow a shed like this to continue. I'm personally not opposed, but I understand your concerns, Dale.
The other comment I have has to do with you're on septic, and what's the distance to the sewer line? Are you going to be forced to hook up to the sewer?
No, actually, the casita, what the health district required is that the casita is connected to the house, so it's not directly connected to the septic, or you cannot improve any of the plumbing or the system. So they required us to connect it to the house.
And all that's there is a bathroom, basically, that has water. No further questions, Audrey?
Does anybody else have a question?
I have a question. So how would I do this? I have a depiction of Google Maps for the record dated today. Could I ask the individual if, in fact, this is a correct representation? Because sometimes Google Maps is very dated. So
they tend to be a year or two years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so this is a storage set?
Yeah.
Is that accurate as far as you know?
Yes.
Okay, so real quick, I just want to share that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sharing the Google image with the other board members just for the record.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get a clarification on the current situation. So one would apply that the shed was there without a permit for the prior owner. Is that a correct conclusion?
Not sure.
So if it was permitted, are you saying it was permitted?
No. That was existing prior to
So it's unpermitted at this point?
No.
If it wasn't permitted,
how many square feet is that? The shed is 136 square feet. So anything under 200 usually doesn't need a building permit.
Okay, so then that begs the question, why is it being addressed in the permit? Is it because of the setback issue?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's one of those catch-22s where unfortunately, if you didn't build this house, it would be fine where it is, but So you know where I'm going with this. Technically, it's unpermitted because it didn't have to be. Does it make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, but now given this application, there's that setback issue.
Yeah.
And I think even though you're not going to move it, but if you can move it, that'd be great. Otherwise, if there's plans to mitigate any fire issue, is the other alternative I would suggest. Mm-hmm. And that's basically, I just wanted to find out. I'm done.
Thank you. My earlier concern, which you answered, actually, thank you, was I'm trying to understand the difference between a casita and a house.
Yes.
Because this essentially is putting two houses on a half acre and an R&P. And I'm concerned about the precedent that sets. I'm a little bit relieved to hear that, first of all, it's connected to the house, not directly to your field, and secondly, that you are not allowed to do anything further according to U.S. or the water guys, which it sounds like would pretty much prevent you from throwing a dishwasher and a big oven in there.
We are below the limit, but it's not what they said is you're not allowed to put a meter or anything. It has to be connected directly to the house.
Right. Okay. So,
just for clarification.
Yes, sir.
Just so everyone knows, this came in under the old code.
Yep.
Which had a 1,500 square foot maximum associated with RE zone properties. So that's why they had to get a use permit. Our new code allows it.
Right.
As long as it's not larger than the primary home gross square footage of the living area.
And those new code learning sessions are so exciting to sit through, but critically important. go ahead. Let's have a motion, maybe.
This is directed at staff. So I'm kind of confused the way staff wrote the recommendation. Because under the permits section, where basically staff is recommending approval of the use permits, but denial of the waiver of development standards. As a reader, I really take to heart what staff says. So under use permit 1 and use permit 2, staff is okay with everything as is. Yet when it talks about waiver of development standards, they say everything's fine, but no, is the way I'm reading it. So I'm trying to interpret what staff's intent.
I don't believe use permits covers the shed.
Oh, they're separate issues?
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for the clarification.
I think that's...
Yeah, thanks for the clarification.
Kind of where we're getting confused. Anybody else, or do we have a motion, please, on this item? Okay, I'll move to approve with staff have approved conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you. Thanks, sorry we took a little more time doing it, but we wanted to understand it. It's a new code, and it's...
Yeah, and it's my...
A little confusing for all of us to try to do it right.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ma'am, are you here for item two?
No, I'm here to find out what item two is.
Okay, do we have a presenter for item two, which is WS 230814 JRJ Investments, Inc.? I don't think we have a presenter. So I would suggest we should move to have that on the next agenda. Our next meeting happens before it goes to the BCC, right?
Yep, and we'll pass that on. Maybe you wanted to return to the board, and I'll give her the staff right.
Okay, I'd like to make that a motion. Are all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thank you.
Shall we hold it to the next meeting?
Yes.
Why? I don't think they have time for this.
When is our next meeting?
The 12th, March 12th.
It looks like they're on March 6th.
Oh, you're right. Okay, well, we'll ask the board to return it.
Yeah.
Ask the BCC to return it. Okay, this is the session. Now we're back to our time now for any more general business, Mike? I'm assuming no. Any comments from the general public on any subject, whether or not on the agenda? Okay. Then I would say our next meeting will happen March 12, 2024, and we're adjourned.
That may be our fastest ever.
Close.
No, he had a 6-minute meeting once.